CISA are the local hero people, and Phil Corman is the head of CISA. And one thing that is sorely lacking in New England in general, but in Massachusetts, Western Mass especially, is locally made booze products that aren't beer. So where do we fill the gap? With hard ciders and with mead. And Garth Schoenefeld from Green River Ambrosia, you are the chief mead maker, and now mead is where nerds and wine snobs can come together. Because when I think a lot of people think of mead, they think I have to dress up in a suit of armor and go to some sort of historically anachronistic medieval fair. But that's not what mead is all about.
This is true. It's often associated with that. It's also the national drink of Ethiopia. So think of this as the first alcoholic beverage, the cradle of civilization. This is what started it. You know, they have hanging honey hives there that sort of hang off the cliffs during the rainy season. 8,000 to 10,000 years ago, you'd have rain coming through those honey hives, collecting in some sort of basin. Whatever wild yeast was floating around there, a hunter-gatherer or whatever, wandering about, fills up his little sheepskin pouch with whatever honey watery stuff was there, forgets about it for a little while, comes back and be like, hey, now we're
this
talking.
This makes me feel good. But is that essentially the same process that mead goes through right now? Honey, water, yeast, time.
Exactly. Patience is the most difficult portion of making mead. For our traditional liquid sunshine, it's just raw honey from Warm Colors Apiary in South Deerfield. And we use raw honey because it maintains all the florals. So when we're mixing it, we're not boiling the honey. We're not getting rid of any of those volatiles. Well-filtered, sterilized Green River water, some wine yeast, and then we wait.
Is mead technically wine?
It is legally wine.
The first time I had mead really was your product. And I think it's really important when you explore it to not be thinking wine, though. Because in my mind, I had a certain notion, well, it looks a little bit like white wine.
But
it stands on its own as just a different beverage.
Yeah, you cannot drink this and think you're going to expect it to be like a white wine.
At the time, in 2007, there wasn't any mead on the market that we liked. There was only one or two brands you could even get nationally. We said, let's do this. There's been great response in the Valley. We're now distributed in about 45 places throughout the state.
How much honey goes into one bottle?
Well, one bottle ends up being about a half pound of honey.
If I'm somebody who's allergic to pollen and or bees, do I have a problem trying mead or drinking mead?
I'm not a doctor, and I don't even play one on the radio. But I would think, for the most part, no. It conceivably would be a homeopathic dose.
That's a half a pound of honey. That doesn't seem homeopathic to me. That seems like you're going to mainline the stuff.
But it's all fermented out. Yeah. And,
right. Okay. Garth Schoenefeld from Green River Ambrosia and Phil Corman from CISA. What do I eat with mead? It's the holiday season right now. People are going to be eating a cavalcade of different sort of tastes at their table. What will go well with your mead?
The winter warmer actually does go quite well with turkey. Also goes very well as a dessert or with a cheese course, appetizers. I've used it for poaching fish. I've used it for marinating goat pork.
Goat pork? I've never even heard of such a thing.
They're growing them in Hadley now. They're these.
What is it? A hybrid of a goat and a pig?
It's like shiggies. You've never heard of shiggies?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The shiggies are all over the hillsides in Vermont.
What?
It's when you're going along and you think it's a pig, but it's a bunch of sheep up on the hillside.
Wow, you're blowing my mind right now, and it may be.
I think the mead is starting.
It's
to take
the mead,
hold here,
yeah,
and I think the brain cells are giving way.
Wow. You mentioned, Garth, from Green River Ambrosia, that when you started this business, there was only one or two meads on the market that people could taste nationally, and you weren't really fond of either of them. Is there, for lack of a better word, because of the association with knights and shining armor and kings and stuff, a renaissance in the world of mead?
Indeed. Last year we went to the Mazer Cup, which is sort of the international mead competition at Boulder, Colorado, and there was 220 different commercial entries.
How'd you do?
We won gold medal for our bourbon barrel sizer.
And that's my particular favorite.
If you can still find it out, there's a few bottles out in various locations around the valley.
Did the renaissance of mead in New England take off after you started Green River Ambrosia, when people thought all of a sudden, hey, this actually tastes good and we should think about doing it ourselves?
Indeed.
You're the Beatles of mead.
The Meadles. That's great.
We were trendsetting.
All you mead is love.
Garth Schoenefeld from Green River Ambrosia and Phil Corman from CISA. BuyLocalFood.org.